The starship. What if you saw a starship? If you went to a window and there she was, the countless lights on her, the endless night behind her, the world dwarfed, you as well. Well, you do see her. You imagine the people on the ship as people because that's easiest. You imagine the people on the ship floating because you want to. You would say she is above something, except she is above everything. You know there must be an outline to her shadow, and that comforts you. If you could just get far enough away, you could trace her as a child would. If you could just get far enough away, then you wouldn't be here anymore. A few days later, your husband runs away. He tries to take you with him, but you can see it's not much of a plan. You can see how small he is, the edge of the starship in the window behind him as he tells you which way he will drive the car. When he can't convince you, he asks if he can take all the food bars. Yes, you tell him. A few days after that, people still aren't leaving their homes, so the knock at the door startles you. It's your neighbor. When you look at him out the peephole, he is looking at the starship. You begin sleeping together. It's easy to say fear had something to do with it. End times. Fleetingness. After a few weeks go by, people go back to their jobs. There never would have been an interruption in the local news except that no one wanted to go in. You go to the supermarket and CVS and people are still filling their carts with water, but all you can think is how your husband will undoubtedly return. The plants in your yard are struggling because of the shadow. You drive out to the edge of it and lie down with your body half in, half out, and every 10 minutes or so you move a bit. And when night comes, it's kind of a relief. And then you drive home. You tell your neighbor how now is the time to run away, not before. All things aren't back to normal just because you can go to stores again and people aren't crying in the street. You can't sell your house. You can't put it on the market. You wonder how your husband has made it this long. If he doesn't return soon, you'll have to go to the bank and decide how much money to keep. Tonight you decide to enjoy it. You make a margarita, go out back, sit in a lounge chair, and watch the lights, which are constant. This is how you know they are not human. At some point, we need the dark. When you used to talk to yourself, now you talk to the ship. You sing your little songs. Gonna cook some chicken, gonna remember the oil is heating on the stove. A little less room for error living alone. No one but the ship to ask if you can be hurt by the smell of burning. Her response, I can smell your house from here. The starship talks back more than you'd like. I heard humans were more brittle after you trip and curse. You ask your neighbor if he imagines her talking. He says he draws pictures of the aliens. You say they might be humans from the future. He says, what would I do with all these tentacles? You see a headline about where new cars go to die to control supply with regard to demand, and you like the word demand. And you like the phrase, where blank goes to die. And you wonder if the starship came here to die. Like a Jeopardy answer, what is Earth? What is Earth? Your neighbor's wife left your neighbor long before the starship. She wanted children. When he proposed to a woman who wanted children, he thought that feeling would come with age. He was embarrassed he was wrong. You used to talk to his wife when you caught each other in the yard coming home from work. More privately, you used to hear her yell about lost years. Your neighbor's wife probably has a child now. You wonder how she feels about that with alien invasion in every news broadcast. They keep showing pictures of the ship taken with the best telescopes, and there's never movement. You dig your childhood telescope out of the basement and try to get a better look for yourself. But when you've been watching for an hour, You know, you just like watching, like having a beer in a museum, because you have nothing to lose. More recently, the news is about world leaders meeting to discuss if we should go to the starship, what could get to her, what we might say, and how. You picture a fighter jet painted with flowers and smiling stick figures. You know, smiling is a sign of aggression to chimpanzees or gorillas, right? Maybe just the flowers, then. Or maybe we should leave well enough alone. Keep signaling with Beatles songs on radio waves and light shows in our continuing lives. You wonder if they've already sent jets up to her. Why would they broadcast something so unpredictable? They must have at least tested small rockets to see if they would burn up, reaching a force field. Maybe the FBI is destroying footage right now. Maybe they're shooting different wavelengths at her to catch a glimpse of her shields, see if they can make them shimmer like a splashed puddle. They're thinking so narrowly again. You buy a sun lamp. You set it on the table between you and your neighbor, and you laugh. You're so bright. You are. Should we grow marijuana in my living room? No, that's with heat lamps. Oh, but I have some weed if you want. Yes. And he leaves, and you realize your eyes are already used to it. You lie on a big blanket in the backyard and smoke and eat cookies and stare at her. Your neighbor says he can feel the light from her. Your neighbor brings up the twinkling of stars. In a moment of clarity, you figure out why the ship has come, why the ship is empty. It's for you. It's for everyone. It's an evacuation of your planet, but she won't take you unwillingly. You roll over to tell your neighbor, and he's asleep. You tell him anyway, or you tell the starship, or just you say it aloud. I'll go. I'll do it. I don't think I'd mind. You hear a car pull up to the house, and you know your husband is home. You don't know how long it takes him to find you in the back, but now he's here. He lies down next to you, but not between you and your sleeping neighbor. He says, I'm not mad. He says, I can tell. As if he knew you were thinking, this could be platonic. And you roll over and wrap your arms around him. You've missed him, so you say, I've missed you.